Blog Talk Radio.
Consciousness. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time for love and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. It's time to deploy the Awakened Life Excel process. If you're a freedom loving soul, this is Carol Ann Parisi, and I got Nancy G with me today, hot on the mic. And we want to welcome you to Awaken to Empowerment because it's time. Hey, Nancy G, how you doing, girl?
Very good. How are you?
I am okay. How's this holiday rush getting you?
Oh, I'm not participating in holiday rushing around like a maniac.
Yes, you are participating. You're participating in the collective consciousness of life, so subsequently you're out there and about there. You said you were
right,
at Walmart today.
Yes, but I'm just not participating in the crazy frenzy that people seem to be in at this time of year.
Right. Well, I mean, but you were in Walmart, so you had everybody else's crazy frenzy already dealing with that, huh?
Yeah, I just try to get done when I got to get done and you know, let the people that are still trying to figure it out meander about. I had a definite purpose in what I wanted to get there, and that was all I needed.
All you need.
I have everything I need.
You realize that we've been on the air almost a whole year?
Yep. That's cool.
Yeah, because today, I mean, this is one of the last weeks of December, and we started the first week of January last year, right?
I believe so.
Kind of cool. So, you know what today is?
Specifically?
Mm-hmm.
No. Besides the actual date.
It means something. December 21st actually means something. It's ancient.
I'm not aware.
It's the winter solstice.
Oh, okay.
So today is when the days are going to start getting longer. Yeah, so that's kind of cool. Pretty cool stuff. So do you have anything interesting you want to share today, or you want what do you want to talk about? I got the Deepak Chopra book, the seven spiritual laws of success.
Yeah, I thought we were going over some of that last time. That was very good.
Well, where were we? I like the law of Dharma. Dharma, do you know what Dharma is?
No.
Purpose in life. Your Dharma is your purpose
okay.
in life.
Isn't that kind of cool?
It's like, I think a lot of times it's the journey gets you to your purpose. And I think your purpose is different in each different time of your life. But here, everyone has a purpose in life, a unique gift, or special talent to give to others. And when we blend this unique talent with service to others, we experience the ecstasy and exaltation of our own spirit, which is the ultimate goal of all goals. And then it says, when you work, you are a flute through whose heart the whispering of the hours turns to music. And what it is to work with love, it is to weave the cloth with threads drawn from your heart, even as if your beloved were to wear that cloth. Khalil Gibran, the Prophet. It's from the book The Prophet. And he says, the seventh spiritual law of success is the law of Dharma. Dharma is a Sanskrit word that means the purpose in life. The law of Dharma says that we have taken manifestation in physical form to fulfill a purpose. The field of pure potentiality is divinity in its essence, and the divine takes a human form to fulfill a purpose. According to this law, you have a unique talent and a unique way of expressing it. There is something you could do better than anyone else in this whole world. Every unique talent and unique expression of that talent, there's also unique needs. When those needs are matched with the creative expression of your talent, that sparks that creates affluence. Expressing your talents to fulfill needs creates unlimited wealth and abundance. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. So I think it's absolutely true. Because, you know, I was listening to Wayne Dyer today, and so many people, like, do these things, these jobs that they hate. And they do them because they say, you know, well, I'm responsible. I've got, you know, bills to pay. And he made a huge point. He's like, well, just because you try to do something that's authentic to you, you're still going to be a responsible person. You're going to find a way to get those bills paid. So I thought that was rather interesting.
Yeah, and I think people have to overcome their fear of the known. Like I think we were talking about last week, to step into that unknown, you know, realm, which is where your faith comes in, whatever you believe.
Right.
That, you know, if you're divinely guided in that direction, that everything will just work out and you don't have to sweat all the details about it.
Right. Exactly. It's like if you're meant to do something, you just step out of it, you take your baby steps and you keep going, and it's so cool that the doors that start opening, and it's just the connections that happen when you just step out in that faith. I know every time I've done something, I've never known anything about it. It's like, I don't know about this. Yeah, but you're passionate for it. All right, whatever. Let me just be surrendered and try it. And you just go ahead and you do stuff, and doors start opening, and you start making connections with like-minded people or people that can help get you to the next level. It's very cool. It is very cool. So, kind of interesting. Interesting. And then on the other end of that spectrum, why don't you talk about somebody that you've been seeing, you've been running into recently, that's not an other's servant, that's a self-servant person, and they're in a situation now that kind of flip situations. You don't have to name names or locations, but it's an interesting story, you know.
Well, it's interesting that when I met up with this person, I was in a state of uncertainty and just a lot of transition, and things needed to be settled and figured out. As far as simple things like, you know, where was I going to get money to eat, place to stay, so your basic needs. And that's what I was kind of focused on at that point. And then that person that I was involved with, I got to the next level, obviously.
Let's be really clear. This was not a romantic involvement. This was purely
business. You could almost
misconstrue that as being a romantic involvement. So I just want our listeners.
Oh, and it was so... It was not.
Right. So go ahead.
So not.
Get involved with.
So, right. And then as situations were evolving and things were getting better and finances were starting to flow and so forth, then this person's greedy nature took over and they decided to sever the the business partnership.
You were a partner, and you actually, with your experience, were doing a lot of the grunt work, while this other person was doing other work to bring income in. But you were doing a lot of the get your hands dirty work, bringing it to the table to be utilized to bring in income.
Right. And so they decided to, you know, sever that relationship, that business situation, and me ever propelling myself forward, because that's the only direction I know how to go. We parted ways, and then recently had an opportunity to connect back with this person in a very casual atmosphere. And what's funny is that they're now in the exact position that I was when I met them almost on a year ago, because I think I met him in January.
Early February.
Maybe it was that. But
yeah,
it's going on almost a year, right?
January, I think you were still in one situation, and then you moved to a different situation, and then a couple weeks went by. So it might have been the end of January, early February. No matter.
Yeah.
It's almost a year.
Almost a year now, right. And the tables are completely turned, where they're, it's funny, is, you know, I'm in the position of having somewhere stable to live and knowing where my next meal is coming from and just having kind of a more stable base. And this other person's totally going to be in what my position was, with, which is, you know, relying on help from friends and places to stay and not really certain about where you're going or what you're doing career-wise or money-wise or job-wise. And it's just very ironic that when you come from a place of selfishness and come from a place of just being out for your own best interest, and you brush aside people that you're working with to get somewhere together, and then being able
people,
to share and enjoy that.
As stepping stones instead of... Working together is a... to get each other going up. It's just an individual, you know, okay, you're my stepping stone for this. Okay, I'm done with you. Next person.
Right. Exactly. And that's, you know, that's the history of a lot of people that are caught up in that rigmarole never realize that the common denominator, they're always like, well, that person that I was doing business with, she was this and that and that, and that one was this and that, and had this problem and that problem, and they keep blaming the other people, and they don't understand what is the common denominator. Like we've talked in many different circumstances, if the same thing keeps happening to you over and over and over again, you can't keep blaming the circumstances. Eventually, you have to look inward, and you have to say, hey, there's something about me, either what I'm doing, projecting, expecting, or putting out there, that is making these situations occur over and over again and again and again.
Yep, and Wayne Dyer said that today, too. It's, you know, we look at things as problems, but we really need to just look at ourselves. Because it's like, most part, 80-90% of the quote-unquote problems, you know, a lot of them are self-induced, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, man, the debt collectors are knocking at my door. Yeah, is it a problem? Yeah, it's a big problem. Well, why are those debt collectors, you know, basic 101, oh, my God, I'm fat. Okay. You know, why? My house has too much crap in it. Why? You know, most of our problems, we make choices that yield those things. But see, they're actually lessons in disguise. And like you said, you keep doing the same thing over and over again, which we all know is the definition of insanity. You're just going to keep having to learn those lessons. So,
right.
But see,
until you're ready to sit down and figure and ask yourself the tough questions and say, hey, you know, I keep making the same choices when the same situation arises, and then I keep getting the same end result. Well, maybe the next time this learning opportunity comes along, I should make a different choice, and then I'm probably going to have a different outcome, and I like that a whole lot better.
Right. Well, and you know what? Sometimes ignorance is a choice, too. Like, just, I'm going to give you an example with our local school board. Well, you know what? Some of them have been doing stuff for years that got us to a place of where now people are starting to be awake of a transgender student A being allowed in the girls' bathroom, you know? And it's just like, you know, if if the community was more aware and more conscious of what was going on, maybe we wouldn't have this situation, you know, to even deal with. You cut stuff off at the core, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Dharma.
Well, I'm not sure Oh, I was going to segue to what I remembered that you wanted to talk about to get recorded on the show, but there's no segue to it. So about the fat king in the small door room.
I was going to wait for that one until the beginning of
the
year.
Oh, okay. All right. Never mind.
Yeah, because I got the whole story. Did I send it to you?
You did, and I read it.
Isn't it great?
It's excellent.
Great. It's a great story. But, yes, and I think for the new
story
year,
of choices,
week,
right. It's about choices.
Next week in choices. But what do you think? What do you think your Dharma is? What do you find to be Nancy's authentic self? And then I'll tell you what mine is.
I'm not sure I've quite figured it out because I think it's changed over the last year, but there's something to be said for all that the transitions and things that I went through, and the fact that I've been meeting a lot of new people that are in the midst of the same types of situations. So right now I'm finding that my Dharma is to tell my story and to be an example of what happens after you're through all the crisis moments, and your life can return to what your purpose really is, rather than just the fight or flight and having to protect yourself and make sure that you're clothed and fed and you have a house and so and a, you know, income.
Wait,
so
Nancy,
I find myself.
Go deeper there.
I find myself presented with people that are having those kind of crisis situations that are very, very similar to the crisis that I had when trying to or have just left abusive situations, trying to get their life back on track, trying to overcome severe health obstacles. So I think right now, because I'm in a good place, I think that my Dharma is to be that kind of like that rock, that stable pillar of, you know, hey, everything will be okay, no matter what the outcome.
So that helper. Now, these people that you're referring to, do they have any family that's available to them to help them?
Yeah, the one who's dealing with an illness has family, but they don't. But I guess when you're going through something like that, it's hard for the family to give you the support that you need without making you worry about them. Like maybe they're overreactive, you know, to the, oh my gosh, what if you die? Or, oh my gosh, you know, you're sick or whatever, instead of just trying to enjoy what there is to enjoy, instead of worrying about what's going to happen down the line or, you know, getting too deep into it. Just, you know, I don't know, kind of backing off. So family sometimes.
Some of these people have family members that are overreacting to them right now. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Yeah, and maybe they're not overreacting. They're just reacting in the way that they react, but it's not necessarily helpful.
It's not empowering to the subject that's going through the actual issue.
Right.
Okay, interesting.
All right.
Interesting.
And the other person recently didn't really mention any family members or anything to that effect. And then somebody else recently has a similar sibling situation that I do, where there's just not communication and it's just, you know, there's a lot of jealousy issues and old childhood hurt issues that, you know, they can't seem to put aside. So,
okay.
So that's what I've been doing, just being that, you know, being that person that says, hey, I've been there, done that, and you can, you know, take it for what it is, but here's what happens on the other side.
Right. You get a
there
good
is
response.
Life after.
Getting good response.
Yeah. Say what?
You say you're getting good response from that?
Yeah, I think that it's soothing and comforting. That people that I've been talking with seem to feel better, you know, after I talk to them, that there is hope. And I think sometimes when you're not family close with somebody, it's easier to discuss all that without their all this past family history stuff that seems to get brought up in times of crisis.
Right now your dharma is the your dharma is the coach and to help mentor people through challenging times.
Exactly.
I think that's what we're meant to do for each other anyway. You know?
I would think so.
You know, I think kids are just so full of that, like helpfulness. Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Little kids, you know, they always want to help. Have you ever noticed? They're like always there. I want help. Help.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably being helpful, you know, maybe even especially for women. I don't know, because, I mean, women are supposed to be the helper for the spouse they were created for. Interesting. So you're doing New Year's
and
resolution.
And I think your dharma can change. Different periods of your life.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But I really still think, I think even though things can be, you know, dark, if you will, I still think we're supposed to be, you know, light. You know, we're supposed to be truthful and illuminated beings. Like, you know, like Hanukkah was here a few weeks ago. And you could probably tell me better if I say it wrong. If you catch me, just please feel free to interrupt. But
mm-hmm.
You know, the silver candle of the Hanukkah menorah is what, the Shamash? Do you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know until you finish your sentence. Maybe then it'll come to me.
The center
old
candle
memories.
The center candle is the candle that lights all of the other candles on the menorah. And they have a name for it. It's called the Shamash, I think is what it is.
Yeah, that I don't remember.
Okay. Well, the cool thing about that is, I mean, if you look at that just in a human potential, aren't we supposed to, and it goes to be with what you're saying, too, and it's lighting other people. It's helping to bring light to others, to help them think differently and to do better and to bring out the best in others. It's like what you're doing right now, you know, through hard times, you're being the light, you're being the Shamash.
There you go.
And you know what? That's what, I mean, and you know, Christmas coming right around the corner here, in the Christian faith, Jesus is the light. They say he is the light. He's the light of the world. He is the Shamash. He came from love. He came from truth. You know, he came from sacrifice. You know, even, you know, if you don't believe in him, but there is the historical Jesus, you know, the man, if you will, was brought light. He brought light to the world. He believed in truth. He believed in justice. You know, he believed in fairness. He kind of did not like the Sanhedrin that were trying to corrupt the pureness of the faith, kind of, you know, the rule givers, the Pharisees, you know, the Pharisees
mm-hmm.
were the ones stuck to all the rules, and it was just like, it was all about the rules and their hierarchy. Pretty interesting. But be the light, be the truth teller. I think that's a good dharma everybody can take that dharma, because we all have different things that we could bring light to. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're very knowledgeable in sales and very knowledgeable in different products. So you're bringing truth to people, you know? Me, I'm a little more, quote unquote, politically aware, actually issues aware of what's going on. And it's like, you know, bring the truth to light, man. Maybe that's what, but do you think we create some of our own situations? I've been doing a lot of thinking of this because I've been watching how the world's going, and there's just so much crazy chaos in the world, okay? And it's like, God, I mean, and I know the law of attraction, and I know it's biblical too, as a man thinketh. So do you, what do you think came first, the chicken or the egg here?
I don't know. That's a long going round and round kind of
scenario. Well, we got 4 minutes.
I was thinking if you look back, like, I always think of the movie The Ten Commandments because I just think it summed up a lot of things well. And they show, you know, like Sodom and Gomorrah and everybody out of control. Well, maybe that was like when everyone was wildly spending money and money was plentiful, just like the gold was plentiful back then, and everyone was just kind of haphazard with everything. So the other...
I'm assuming you're talking about 2008 before the market.
Right. Where everyone was fat and happy and overspending and overextending themselves and just, you know, not contemplating that what goes up comes down. It's just a fact of how it works. So,
do you think you're frustrated by greed? Do you think it's an innate human nature of humanity to have a greedy spirit?
Well, I think a greedy nature is fostered. Sure, I think anyone can have a greedy nature, but I think if it's being fostered by circumstances in the world and you're, a sheep rather than a sheep herder, and you want to just follow along like all the other sheep will do.
Right.
Then you could easily get sucked into that world. You know, who cares? Let's just live for the second, and we're not going to worry about what happens tomorrow. And then everyone got a nasty surprise, and that's why I think there's all the turmoil and things that transpired with all the banks folding and the housing industry and everything that crashed.
I've never seen I'm gonna end this because. We'll talk about this more, but I'm just going to give you a really small microcosm with the last minute we have. I had to go shopping today because I had to go get food for Christmas, and you have to go get it now because you don't want to get food and have it sit in your house and rot for 3 weeks, right? So
right.
I had to go to by the mall. I'm telling you, people won't eat. There were people that were jockeying for parking spaces, and it's just like, wow. I mean, just watching, trying to make a left turn. Now, this person is going to be hitting a red light. They won't even let you go through because they're more important.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, because they're in a hurry. And I was just kind of like, because I gave myself plenty of time because I knew I was going to have to do that. It's just very interesting. You think that this time of year, with all the abundance and the good things we have, individually as people, especially people being in these stores, you know what I'm saying, in the suburbs, you think that they would be a little kinder. But it was so funny. I came out to my car, and Costco has some pretty wide spaces, but I was over my line. But I still had a ton of room, okay? Costco adds an extra foot on either side. Lady next to me, I apologized to her. She's like, honey, these spaces are wide. She goes, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. I'm like, I felt like a schmuck, and she was gracious. That was interesting. So there is good in the world. And this is the end of our show, Nance. This is our last show before Christmas. Any words for the next 20 seconds?
No, just be gracious. That's what I say.
Be the light. And we will catch you back here next Monday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Awakened to Empowerment, and it's going to be our New Year's show, so it should be real interesting, and we'll see you back here next week. Thank you, Nancy. We'll see you next week, and I'll talk to you later.
Yep, cool. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
All good night. Bye-bye.